Hi, this is Barry Donovan with First Impression Warrior. Thank you for joining us. First Impression Warrior is designed for you, the warrior that's on the front lines creating great first impressions for your clients. Whether you're a graphic designer, freelancer, whether you're an agency or a print shop, we're here to help you grow your business. Now, let's get right to our podcast. Hello, creative warriors. Welcome to the podcast. And not just creative warriors, anybody that's listening, we appreciate you being here. Today's podcast is going to be a little bit different. It's not going to be related to the design arena, but we're going to take a look at something that may affect all of us or some of our loved ones. And actually, it's kind of timely because I'll give you the quick backstory. I was talking to my niece the other day, and she mentioned she was on her way to the optometrist, and not for her, but for her 8-year-old son. And I commented just kind of off the cuff, well, he's probably not the only one. With the amount of time kids spend on tablets and phones and in front of computers these days, the optometrist has got to be a very busy, busy person for children. And we're going to see a lot more children walking around with eyeglasses on. And so that prompted me to think a little bit about it. And I did some research and I came across an article that talks about computer vision syndrome. So I thought I'd share a few things and some tips that came out of the article. And so let's just call it, I'm not going to say computer vision syndrome every time. Let's call it CVS. But it's probably spreading faster than any coronavirus could ever spread. You know, fortunately, with some proper eye care, some simple adjustments, and, you know, some attention, eye strain can be reduced by taking some preventative measures is basically what I'm saying. So studies show that up to 90% of computer users experience at least one symptom of CVS. And you're at risk if you average 3 or more hours online each day. Did you hear that? If you're in front of your computer, on your phone, or on your tablet, 3 or more hours, you're at risk. Probably pretty good risk. So that probably describes most of the population. So the main symptoms include a couple things: blurry or double vision, dryness, itchiness, redness, and sensitivity to light. And CVS can also cause headaches and muscle soreness. So have your eyes been bothering you lately? If so, try these tips for preventing and treating CVS. Now, one study found that 71% of students sat too close to their monitors, and 66% had their monitors set too high. So we need to take a look at the environment and the tech habits that these students, not just students, but all of us have. So a couple tips. Number one, pay attention to your screen position. Most experts recommend sitting about 24 inches away from your monitor and having the center of your screen 4 to 5 inches below eye level. And I know some say have the top of your screen at your eye level as well. So somewhere between the top of the screen and 4 or 5 inches and below, whatever works for you. Some of them say the distance looking down on the screen helps prevent you from drying out your eyes and having your eyes work too hard. So position your screen about 24 inches away and make sure that monitor, the center is about 4 to 5 inches below the top of your screen or your monitor. That's a good starting point. Now, any of you ergonomists out there, if you have any other suggestions, please, send us a note. Number two, this is pretty simple. Increase the font size. So if you have trouble reading the text, enlarge it. In most of your browsers, there's a setting where you could raise or lower the font size for the sites that you're viewing, or if you're using a word processor or that sort of thing, there's ways to increase your font size. So that's tip number two. Number three, reduce the glare. So online images are blurrier than printed materials, obviously. So focusing will be easier when your screen is brighter than your surroundings, okay? So if necessary, you know, pull the shades if you're working from home, or if you're working in an office, try to brighten up that screen so it's brighter than your surroundings. You also could switch to lower watt bulbs if you have that chance to do that. But reduce the glare by brightening up your screen so it's brighter than your surroundings. Number four, shift your gaze. You may have heard of the 20-20-20 rule. Rest your eyes by looking at something 20 feet away for 20 seconds every 20 minutes. That's a pretty easy one to remember, right? 20-20-20. Take a post-it note, write 20-20-20 on it, stick it on your monitor, and then practice it. Number five, take breaks. You know, go offline at least 15 minutes after working for a couple hours. You know, exercise, eat a healthy snack, chat with some of your coworkers face-to-face, or go outside, take a little walk, but get away from the computer. Number six, blink more. Now, research shows that we blink slightly less online, but that adds up over time, okay? Remind yourself to blink frequency. This rehydrates your eyes. I have dry eyes. I know this. I'm supposed to use drops. I don't, but I do blink quite a bit to compensate. And use a humidifier and avoid fans being blown directly into your face. That'll help as well. Number seven, this is kind of a dual health tip, but quit smoking. Eye strain is one more reason to give up tobacco. You know, make a plan, set a date, and quit. I don't quite know the science behind that, but apparently smoking has something to do with eye strain. Number eight, limit screen time. We talked about taking breaks, but you know, healthy habits will make your time online more pleasant, but only if you observe some sensible boundaries, right? Block out technology-free zones each day, or free times each day, like mealtime, a couple hours before bedtime. You know, we all heard about, oh, you shouldn't be staring at your computer or your phone laying in bed. It's going to upset your sleep pattern, right? So block out some times where you're totally away from that computer, your phone screen, your tablet, whatever the case may be. So those are some tips. So how do you treat CVS? Well, if it's untreated, it could lead to some eye issues, right? So you should see your eye doctor at least once a year anyways. So some of these strategies can help you deal with it. Number one, like I said, update your prescription. See your doctor once a year. Now, are you tilting your head or leaning toward the screen? You find yourself doing that quite a bit? You might need glasses, or you might need new glasses. Number two, use special lenses. Maybe you need a different set of glasses for working online. You know, progressive lenses can help if you often switch between printed materials and your screen. And some glasses out there have special coating that can increase the contrast and cut down on the glare. I have a friend who has a pair of glasses he wears just when he's watching TV, especially later at night, because it cuts down on the glare and reduces the strain on his eyes. Number three, apply eye drops. I mentioned I'm supposed to take eye drops. I don't, but if your eyes are extra dry, you know, let your doctor know. They might recommend some sort of over-the-counter moisturizing drops, or they'll give you a prescription. Number four, train your brain. Brain and eye coordination is another issue that can lead to computer vision syndrome, CVS. Now, there's some special tests that your ophthalmologist can perform to diagnose and see if you have this. And if necessary, they're going to prescribe or provide you with some visual therapy, so-called, and give you some exercises to do it at home. Number five, keep a log and track your symptoms. It's a great way to increase the quality of care you receive. If you make a list of your concerns and questions and discuss them with your doctor, you're going to progress and get better, right? So keep a log. a journal, whatever you want to call it, when you're having issues, what time of day, what you were doing, you know what, those types of things. So to summarize, you know, CVS can make you uncomfortable, can interfere with your daily activities, and, you know, we only got one set of eyes, so we need to take care of them. So I hope these tips were helpful. I hope you find an opportunity to implement them right away. I'm staring at the computer right now, and I'm looking at my environment having gone through these tips, and actually I'm doing all right. My shades are drawn. My screen is brighter than the room. My computer screen is 24 inches away, and my eye level is about 4 inches below the top of the monitor, so I'm doing all right. So that's it for today. I will look forward to sharing some more information in next week or two. Until then, you know, make it a great week. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening, and please share our podcast with others if you found it of value. If you're interested in learning more about our platform, Businessware, a platform that allows you to host, manage, and publish your custom-designed digital business cards, please visit visibledigitalsolutions.com. Thank you again, and go make it a great first impression.